ball down the floor. And I'll tell you what, Brush is going to get after it defensively, man-to-man. They're going to be everywhere.
We'll take a timeout and get you the starting lineups next here on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Notre Dame.
Well, let's meet the starting lineups for this matchup between Mount Notre Dame and Akron Brush.
Mount Notre Dame is a member of the Girls Greater Catholic League.
That's all right.
It's day number three, folks.
All right. For the visiting team on your scoreboard today, the Mount Notre Dame Cougars, coached by Drew Flatting. This is how they will line up. Number three, a 6-foot sophomore, Corinne Harris.
Let's see the starting five.
Number 24, 6'2" sophomore, Ava Simpson.
A 5'7" senior, number 35.
Number 32, a 5'7" senior, Mia Veith. Number 35, a 5'7" senior, Bella Veith. And rounding out your starting five, a 5'7" junior going to Eastern Michigan University is number 44, Reese Hackney. And for the home team on your scoreboard, your Brush Arcs, this is how they will line up. Number three, a 5'8" sophomore, Nyla Mason. Number four, a 5'10" junior, Tatiana Mason. Number 12, a 5'5" sophomore, Addison Harris. Number 23, a 5'10" senior, Juliana Ferreira. And rounding out your starting five, number 24, a 6'4" senior, Ja'Kayla Brown.
Well, you talk about Reese Hackney, the Eastern Michigan commit. We talked about Anna Haber earlier from Mason, also going to go up to Ypsilanti, and those are two players that have one thing in common. They can take over a game in a hurry.
Oh, absolutely. I guess they made that comment last game that Eastern Michigan's got a couple commits down here that I really, really like.
Yeah, they're trying to build something up in Ypsilanti. I know they've been competitive over the last few seasons, but the MAC wide open with the exit of Northern Illinois imminent and the entrance of UMass. The balance of power in the MAC is as spread out as it's been in quite a long time.
And it's a good conference, and it's getting better. That's what you can just say. It's getting a lot better.
Yeah, I'm thinking about before my time at BG, those Bowling Green teams that would make the NCAA tournament every year, the first MAC team to make the Elite Eight, and then when I was in college, the Buffalo Bulls and the Central Michigan Chippewas making those runs as well at the same time.
You've got those, Kent State used pretty darn good, and actually they're coming back now as well.
As we'll get going again here, Brush will control the tip. to bring it across the timeline, moving left wing side to Mason. Back up top. Nyla Mason now has it. We're going to go on the left wing side for Harris. Harris inside for Brown. Brown has the ball taken away, and now here's Hackney bringing it the other way for the Cougars. Kicked into the corner. Looking to move it back up top. Pass into the middle of the lane. Save. Now Hackney out for three on the left wing. No good. Offensive board to put back. No good that time from Ava Simpson. And it'll go the other way. A foul called on the other end as Nyla Mason tried to take it to the hoop. And Reese Hackney hacked her on the arm.
I tell you, that's one thing Brushes want to do is get that ball down as quick as they can. That way, Mount Notre Dame can't set up in that 1-3-1 defense.
And that's where, you know, I talked about it. It's hard to put a finger on this game just because of the different styles these two are going to play. So first attempt there is good.
Nyla Mason at the line.
Mason gets the ball for her second attempt. Puts it up, and she got them both. Brush will take an early 2-0 lead. And now they're going to try that full-court press of their own. Bring it across the timeline. Here is Ava Simpson. Going to kick it on the right-wing side. Back to Simpson. Now up top for Harris. Three ball on the way. Back iron. No good. Off the hands of Vipe. The ball will go out of bounds. Last touched by Mount Notre Dame.
Team rebound to Brush.
So 2-0 the lead. Inbounded to Ferreira. Get it back to that left wing side for Harris and across the timeline for Mason. Here's Nyla Mason for three. No good that time. Rebound going to be brought in, though, by Tatiana Mason. Tatiana has it in the paint, throws it up, no good. Rebound brought in by Corinne Harris. Mount Notre Dame in a hurry now. Here's Bellavite going to give it up for Simpson. Trying to get it back to Vice. She'll turn it over. Here's Tatiana Mason, stops on the right wing, takes some contact, but gets the ball up to Nyla Mason. Left wing side now for Harris. Harris double teamed, gonna throw it out top, bounce pass back up top to Nyla Mason. Right wing side now, Tatiana Mason off the rim, but an offensive board. They'll get it underneath, putting it up for two, gonna be Brown. That was, Ferreira on the offensive board. Right wing side, the ball knocked over to the right wing side for Simpson. Her three's off the mark. Rebound brought in, but her foot was on the line, so it will just be a team rebound for Brush.
I tell you, good ball movement, but I tell you, I think one of the ball reasons why they're having that good ball move is because Brush is making them pass the ball.
Here's Harris, gets it across the timeline. Right wing side now for Ferreira. She's going to find Nyla Mason. Back up top for Harris. Down in the corner. Now back up to Harris. She's going to drive in. Free throw line jumper is good.
Nice little floater by Harris.
6-0 the lead for Akron Brush. Across the timeline with Hackney. She'll go right wing side. That's Mia Vife. And that pass going to be taken away. Once again, Nyla Mason. And now here's Tatiana Mason driving in, kicks it down into the corner. Ferreira's going to reset it back to Tatiana Mason. Tatiana Mason on the right wing, driving in through contact, and she's going to get called for the walk.
Yeah, Coach Demarius Winters wasn't real thrilled with that possession right there.
I think he was talking to Mason there, like, you got to get rid of that a step earlier. Across the timeline is Hackney, 6-0 the lead, and now the ball turned over once again. Here's Nyla Mason, Simpson coming in to defend. She'll get the roll. Timeout, Mount Notre Dame, a 30-second timeout. They trail 8-0 here on WKLM.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Well, we just said off air that you could have told me a few different ways this game would start. An 8-0 run for Brush was not the one I was thinking. Now, this Brush team is a very good team, but I saw them at Notre Dame play yesterday, and they looked really good. Not often do they give up an 8-0 run.
No, that's true. And I just think, well, Brush is making them play extremely fast, and I think it's the ball's being like a hot potato for Notre Dame. They're just going to have to slow that down a little bit.
The Eastern Michigan Eagle commit Hackney's across the timeline. Her pass almost dropped there. They'll get it back up top to on the left wing to Hackney. Now here's Simpson up off the glass. She'll break the streak. Ava Simpson with two.
Just nice little give and go right there.
Pereira going to get it forward for Mason. Mason across the timeline. Picks up her dribble. She's double teamed, but she will find Addison Harris. Harris loses the ball on the ground. Now Hackney has it. Has Simpson wide open to the hoop. Reverse layup, no good. Offensive rebound. Harris, three ball on the way from Fife. Mia Fife with the dagger three. Timeout Brush. All of a sudden, an 8-5 game. We'll be back on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
High school students, it's time. Buckeye Career Center's 2026-27 high school application is now available. If you're ready to explore hands-on learning, discover your future career path, or dive into a program you're passionate about, Buckeye Career Center is the place to start. And new this year, apply by January 16th to receive priority acceptance consideration. Submitting your application early gives you the best chance at securing your spot in the program you want. Don't wait. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to apply today.
They're going to lob one underneath off of the timeout. Shot blocked there. And now we'll go the other way. Just about to say it. We say it all the time. Basketball's a game of runs. Right now, a 5-0 run for the Cougars. Left wing side. Simpson fakes the three. Down into the corner. Missing the three that time was Bellavite. But an offensive board by Hackney. She gets knocked to the ground. And she'll maintain possession for the Cougars.
You know, that might be a determining factor here in this game is the second chance opportunity and points and 50-50 balls, those loose balls.
Hackney going to look to inbound this one down to the right of the hoop. Gets it inside. Vife is denied. That was Bella Vife. Give the rebound to Juliana Ferreira. Ferreira across the timeline down on the left wing. Harris for three. Rims out. It was halfway down. And once again, it's Bellavife with the rebound. She's got Simpson. Simpson looking for Harris underneath the hoop. Turns around, kicks it back out. Bellavife fakes the three. Hackney on the left wing for three. No good. Vife with the offensive board underneath. And that time, Mia Vife gets the bucket. And it's a one-point game. Boy, those Vife sisters sure are something. Down underneath, that one thrown up from behind the backboard by Mason. She'll miss it quickly the other way. Simpson with the layup, no good. Rebound that time brought in by Ferreira. Now a turnover there as Hackney picks it up. Near side, here's Harris driving in onto the block. Through contact, no good, but a foul. She'll shoot two. The Brush bench not happy about it, neither is Juliana Ferreira.
Yeah, Brush with four turnovers this quarter compared to three for Notre Dame.
So that's Ferreira's first, team's first of the quarter. 2:48 to play here, quarter number one. At the line, shooting two is Corinne Harris.
First attempt from the charity stripe today for Notre Dame.
Harris's first attempt is up, and she did not even hit the rim. You don't see that very often anymore.
No, but it happens more than you would think.
She'll get the ball for her second attempt to attempt the tie. Puts it up. off the front rim. Rebound brought in by Hackney. Hackney strong to the hoop, off the glass for two.
Two offensive rebounds for Hackney today.
And just like that, a 9-0 run. Ball on the ground. It's taken away by Hackney again. Right wing side, driving to the hoop is Veith, and Mia Veith with another two.
Cool, they can score him quick.
We've started this game on an 8-0 run for Brush, now an 11-0 run for Mount Notre Dame. A three on the right wing, count the bucket, and
goodness.
One! Mount Notre Dame is, head coach, not happy about that, as Nyla Mason got fouled, and they'll count the bucket. So a chance for the rare four-point play.
Yeah, you don't want to foul a three-point shooter. Currently 2-2 behind the charity stripe today for Nyla Mason.
So we'll put it up. She'll get the bucket. They haven't updated the scoreboard. That's right, 12-11. Took him a second to get that three-pointer up there. 12-11, Brush regains the lead. Bounce pass to Harris on the near side. That's one of those, am I crazy? Did I have the score wrong in my head? Up top, driving in. Underhand shot from Veith, no good. Rebound by Simpson. She'll keep it in play to Harris. Driving in now, Hackney tried to underhand that one. It's taken away by Nyla Mason, and the ball's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Notre Dame.
Yeah, Mount Notre Dame's fourth turnover this quarter.
See some substitutions. Jacqueline Brown will check back in.
This gives Notre Dame time to set up their press.